CFTC charges North Carolina crypto pool operator in $14 million Ponzi case. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has charged a North Carolina commodity and crypto pool operator with running a Ponzi-like fraud that took more than $14 million from investors, according to a July 8, 2026 report from Cointelegraph citing the agency's action. The case adds to a run of federal enforcement against pooled crypto investment products that promise managed returns and deliver something closer to a shell game. The pattern behind a pooled crypto fraud: a commodity pool gathers money from many investors into a single fund that a manager then trades, in theory, across commodities, futures, or in this case, crypto assets. That structure is legal and common. It also creates the exact conditions a Ponzi operator needs. One person controls the pooled account, investors rarely see the underlying trades, and the account statements they do see come from the operator, not an independent custodian. In a Ponzi-like scheme, incoming deposits from new investors fund the returns paid to earlier ones. No real trading edge is required, only a steady flow of fresh money and statements that show gains. The fraud holds until withdrawals outpace deposits, at which point the pool collapses and the missing balance becomes visible all at once. The CFTC's charge here follows that shape. More than $14 million raised, investors defrauded, and an operator accused of misrepresenting what happened to the funds. The CFTC's crypto jurisdiction. The CFTC treats Bitcoin and Ether as commodities, which gives it authority over fraud and manipulation in crypto spot markets and over pooled products that trade them. That is the hook in a case like this one. Even when a scheme touches assets outside traditional finance, an operator soliciting money into a managed crypto pool falls under commodity pool rules, including registration and anti-fraud provisions. Enforcement, not licensing, is where the CFTC has been most active in crypto. The agency cannot approve a token or bless a product, but it can sue after the fact, freeze assets, and seek restitution and penalties. For defrauded investors, that distinction matters. A CFTC charge is a signal that a scheme has already failed, not a warning issued before the money was gone. Recovery in these cases is often partial, since the pooled funds have typically been spent or paid out to earlier investors long before charges land. Custody design is the real lesson. The through line in pooled crypto fraud is custody. When one operator holds the keys and issues the statements, investors are trusting a person, not a verifiable balance. The FTX collapse in 2022 taught the same lesson at scale. A custodial entity that controls both the assets and the accounting can misreport for a long time before anyone can prove it. That is where this enforcement action connects to how people hold crypto day to day. The safeguard is not a better promoter. It is a structure where the investor can independently verify the balance. Self-custody setups, where you hold the private keys and can check the on-chain balance yourself, remove the single point of trust that Ponzi operators exploit. The same principle applies to any product built on pooled or custodial funds, from yield programs to managed accounts to some crypto card balances. If you cannot independently confirm the money is there, you are relying on the operator's word. None of that makes pooled products inherently fraudulent. Regulated funds with independent custodians and audited statements exist for good reasons. The distinction is verification. A pool that publishes on-chain proof of reserves or uses a separate qualified custodian is a different risk than one where a single manager controls everything and mails out PDFs. The wider enforcement picture: this charge lands during a period of steady CFTC and SEC activity against crypto fraud and unregistered operations. Regulators are working through a backlog of schemes that raised money during earlier market cycles and are only now surfacing as investors try to withdraw. For anyone weighing a managed crypto product that promises consistent returns, the pattern in these cases is the warning. Guaranteed or unusually smooth returns, an operator who controls both the funds and the reporting, and no independent way to check the balance.